I'm gonna miss Tamika returning to call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is for political cost assurance purpose. Mass please the person request a call back, please.
Michael King.
Yeah, my sister today.
Yes, I was checking online. You said my benefits had ended.
Okay, how about this you?
I was trying to see can it be reopened?
So you want to reopen your claim?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Am I your social security number?
417-17-5926.
And your name?
Michael King.
And your date of birth?
310-801.
And your mother's maiden name?
D.
And you have a driver's license?
ID.
And what's the ID number?
Hold on.
Okay, so it says that all the benefits to you are entitled have been paid to you. So that means no more money there. Now, if you want to reopen the claim, you can reopen it. But there's no money there right now. You have to, you have, is that your funds are exhausted, that's what it means.
Okay. And what about the one that I have for DC staff?
So now we can reopen the claim. Did you want to reopen it, sir?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that. But there's no. Okay. So you're paying $2,681. Okay, $2,681 is your PIN number, okay? Okay. And do you have, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. And you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or false writing income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You understand that fraud is a federal offense sponsored by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits, do you understand?
Yes.
And have you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim, yes or no?
No.
And what's the reason you have not worked since you last filed a claim?
Trying to find a job.
Okay. And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
Say that again.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
Have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
I didn't hear you.
Has your name changed
Oh,
since the
no.
last time you filed? And have you
No.
worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what's a good contact number for you?
580-400-5981.
And what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
And what's your race?
Black.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Well.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
And what's your address?
3231 Chestnut Ridge Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 35216.
And is your mailing address the same as your residence or address?
Yes.
And what was your occupation?
Yanfield Interior Automotive.
What was your occupation?
Yanfield Interior Automotive.
No, no, no.
YANFENG.
No, what did you do there?
Oh, I was a operator.
What kind of operator?
Automotive operator inspector.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
No, and maintenance.
And do you have experience or education in this kind of work?
Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Say that again.
Were you in a union at work?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles do you want to travel one way to a job?
30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
70.
And are you a corporate officer for a business? Are you there, sir? Hello? Are you there, sir?